Hello and welcome to the next episode of White Walls 5 Minutes With. I'm Matthew Wall, the Chief Creative Officer of White Wall. And as you know, a lot of what we're about at White Wall is making every moment count. Now, life consists of a lot of moments. Some of them are wonderful, some of them are maybe a little bit more challenging. But I always remember the words of a famous American television children's presenter called Mr. Rogers. And when he was asked how you cope with challenging moments, he said, "Look out for the helpers, look out for the people who are helping, and that will give you inspiration." I'm very, very delighted to be joined by one of life's helpers today. That's wonderful Claire O'Grady, the founder of Brave Parents, which is an organization I'm very much looking forward to finding out a little bit more about. So, Claire, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Now, tell us a little bit more about how Brave came about.
So at Brave, we provide self-care opportunities for parents who have children with complex medical needs. And I'm a parent carer myself. My daughter's 9 now, and she was diagnosed at 3 weeks with cystic fibrosis. She then has a liver condition, which was she was diagnosed with at 4. And when we went into lockdown, and obviously we was in shielding for the pandemic, she had a third diagnosis of epilepsy,
Oh my God.
and that is really when my mental health really took a big dip
Yeah.
because I had 3 hospitals to liaise with, 3 medical teams, lots and lots of medication, uncontrolled seizures. It was a really tough thing to kind of do whilst in the pandemic, whilst homeschooling as well, which everyone
Yeah.
struggled with, and shielding, not being able to go out. We didn't leave the house for 4 months. So all in all, it was a really challenging time. And in that time, I realised actually I need to look after myself, because I'm her carer. I am the one who does all the phone calls to the hospitals and talks to the medical professionals. I'm the one who does all the treatments and the medication. And actually, if I'm not in a very good headspace, then I can't look after her.
No.
And it's very much like, when you're on a plane and they say, put, your oxygen mask on before you put on others. And it's that same
Yeah.
concept. It's look after yourself. And so you can then look after someone else. And
Absolutely.
so that's exactly what I started to do, and it helped and it made a difference. And really that's where Brave has come about. We realize there's not actually much out there for parent carers. There's nothing really out there to support their mental health and well-being, and we wanted to change that, and that's how Brave came about.
It's an incredible story. Now we talk at our agency, obviously in a business context, about helping our clients to make every moment count. But you mentioned the care packages and the support. How is Brave helping to make every moment count for the parents and the carers that you support?
Well, I think when we say self-care, I think people automatically assume that it's spa days and extravagance. But
Yeah, I'm sure.
actually, I mean, that's not realistic, and we understand that that's not realistic, especially in the life of a parent and carer. So, we agree, what you say really about making every moment count in the sense that we're saying do some self-care, but it can be small things, and it can be things every single day, and it can be something as small as making sure you have a hot cup of tea and you actually drink it, you don't just leave it on the side. Making sure you actually eat breakfast, which sounds really silly, but when you have got so many things to
Yeah,
sort in the
yeah.
morning, all these medical treatments that you have to, get up and get ready, and so you put them first, you can easily forget that. So self-care can come in lots of different ways, and making every moment of your day count in the sense that you look after yourself all day, every day, not I mean, spa days are wonderful. If you could, that would be amazing. But what we're trying to say is it's more about that self-care of you, all the time, so that you're in a better headspace to look after your
Yeah,
child.
and I think there's a lesson in there for all of us as well in all of our lives. It's obviously anything to do with charity, you're competing for attention among so many different organisations. What have you found are some of the challenges about getting the word out about the work that you do?
I think it's quite a niche, I think, parent carers. And I think unless people know someone personally, I think it's actually quite difficult for people to really understand, what it's like as a life of looking after a child with such
Yeah.
complex needs. We've found that actually social media has been the best way of getting the word out for us.
Okay.
We don't have like thousands and thousands of followers, but what the followers that we do have are genuinely interested in what we do and want to support and want to help. And so it's that we've found has been a really positive way of actually getting the word out. And then, you know, I think as well, when we send out the care packages and parent carers receive them, they then obviously then share that with others in their community.
Yeah.
And so that then helps as well, and that helps us get the word out more. But obviously, you know, we want as many people to know that we're here and that we are there to help, you know, and we're there to provide this support. So yeah, it is a challenge that we do face, but we're working hard to get through to as many people as
imagine.
Possible.
And yeah, I think, you know, it's all about the how compelling the story is. And obviously the story of what you're doing is very compelling. So I can imagine people are very happy and proud to share, you know, the work that you do with others, which is fantastic. When you look back on your time with Brave, what do you think, Claire, is the proudest moment that you've had since setting up the organisation?
That's a difficult question.
Tough one.
The thing I'm most proud of with Brave is actually this whole domino effect of kindness, if I'm honest. And that's what I'm particularly proud of. You know, we open up nominations for friends and family to nominate parents who've got children with complex needs and to receive one of our Brave boxes, which is just full of items for self-care. And what I found is that when people then receive that, they are obviously then really touched. They get to put a note in as well. So that obviously adds a lot to it and really like touches the parent carer. But then you find that you get this whole domino of kindness that they then the next round will nominate somebody else. Or we've had parent carers come forward who own their own businesses who have said, actually, I'd like to, you know, I've received one. I'd like to, we had somebody offer a carpet clean to another parent carer. And it's this whole domino of kindness that I think that's what I feel the most proud of, is that, you know, everyone's thinking of other people. And, you know, for me, kindness is one of the most important things, you know, in the world. And I think that's what I'm most proud of, really. That's what's coming from Brave.
Yeah, and I think kindness is something that we can all be a little bit more mindful of in all of our day-to-day lives. Now, Claire, it's been lovely to talk to you and find out more about Brave, but if anyone listening to the podcast wants to get more involved, how can they find out more about Brave? How can they get in touch with you?
So we have a website, it's www.braveparents.co.uk, and that kind of tells us all about us and what we're doing and upcoming events as well. We've got our social media, which we are on Instagram, which is at Brave Parents, and on Facebook at Brave. We've got a contact, you know, an email, contact at braveparents.co.uk, and you can get in touch. We have a newsletter as well, so if you pop us an email, we can get you signed up to the newsletter, and any support. We are, you know, we're grateful for any support at all. So thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to come on and have a chat.
Listen, thank you so much. And I would encourage anybody listening, if you are interested, the power of even a small amount of kindness is not to be underestimated. And Claire, you are doing wonderful work at Brave. We at Whitewall are 100% behind you. We wish you all the best. And if anybody's listening, if you need to contact us to get in touch with Brave Parents, you know where to find us. Claire, thank you so much for speaking to us today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you so much, Matthew. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll talk to you next time on 5 Minutes With.